I've been under anesthesia one time for my breast implants, and that was on camera.
If you're a dude and you want to be a chick, I don't give a rip. People hate on us for even talking about it. I don't care one way or another.
All I know is Joe and the hoes gotta go.
Whoa.
I'm ready. Welcome to the Brittany Atwood podcast, because Roman just lets us down. Just kidding.
What are you talking about? Lets us down. I haven't missed a week since we came back.
My eye's twitching.
Probably from all that freaking injections you put in your face. Welcome to the show. It's a solo episode today. I don't think we should be recording right now. I'm gonna be honest with you.
We're both on our periods.
Are you?
No, I'm actually ovulating right now.
So last night was probably a bad idea.
I feel the best of my cycles right now.
I've just been in a bad mood the last 2 days. Like actually a funky bad mood.
Yeah.
And to hit record on a podcast and just, you know, I don't want to fake it today.
Yeah.
I'm tired of it.
You flipped Snapchat off already today.
I just had it, dude. I've had it. I had my birthday this week, guys, and it was by far the worst birthday I've ever had. It was rough. It was bad.
You have no idea what that like makes me feel like. That makes me feel like I'm the worst wife ever because your birthday was bad.
It wasn't a bad birthday because of you, though. You did everything. When I woke up, you're like, I want you to have the best day ever. You know what? That's probably what did it. Right
I
there.
I jinxed it.
You said, I want you to have the best birthday. That was the first thing I heard when I woke up. But anyway, guys, welcome to the podcast. Listen, Brittany and I both want to focus on some solo episodes. We have done a ton of guests. We haven't done a solo episode forever.
Yeah, and I feel like when we do guests, it's not building the audience that we had with the vlogs. Like with the vlogs, they knew they could follow us. It was us every time. And I feel like with the podcast, they don't know if it's going to be me and you. They don't know if it's just going to be you. They don't know who the guest may be. And I feel like with us building the show together, we can build it to where everyone wants to come back every week and watch.
Yeah, well, I just think with guests, we don't talk to the viewer at all. Like, we've already talked to the viewer. I've already explained a little bit about my life. Where with guests, we just talk to the guests. So, personally, I feel like I've lost the ability to chat with you guys and to try to lift you up.
It's because you don't vlog anymore.
I don't vlog anymore. And it is what it is. But welcome. Thanks for still being here. The podcast has taken a hit over the last month. We've had two guests request to have their episodes pulled, which is painful. And
babies.
You know, they each have their own reasons, whatever. I don't care. But it sucks when you put in the time, the effort, the work, the episode's doing really well, and then it gets pulled, whatever.
Wait, Vitaly's was one. What was the other one?
Whistling Diesel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was thinking it was someone more recent. We had to pull another one down, but we didn't.
Yeah, and look, I love these guys.
I'll call you a baby.
I love you guys.
Come at me, bro.
It just, you know, it hurts a little bit when you put in the time, the work, the effort, and then it's, you know, yoinked from your website.
Yeah. No, but, so we're going to focus more on us, our relationship, our us.
Are we?
Us.
And the viewer. Hope you guys are doing awesome. I hope you're having a better day than I am. I have just not been that happy right now. Like literally, and look, that's a hard thing to say with the life we have, right? Like it's hard to say that publicly.
People don't understand.
Because if I wasn't me and I heard me say that, I'd be like, dude, what a freaking baby. Like you have, you know, I have things that I couldn't even have written down in a book. I have things that I couldn't have dreamed about having.
Yeah.
Yet I find myself constantly like there's a battle in my brain. Like a war zone, and I'm fighting it. And I have a personality that requires to always be smiling, be happy. So I think when I come out and I say something like that, it's just like, dude, get over it.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I mean, we definitely all have our own struggles, but in our house right now, it's just more struggles than happiness.
Dude, it's World War III in our house, dude. Like, so my birthday was really just based on... There was moments my birthday was awesome.
Yeah.
Did our first full family. We haven't even talked about that.
Yeah, flying.
I'm freaking done, guys. I did it.
He's a pilot.
I'm finally actually a helicopter pilot. We on my birthday, we did the first full family flight. I flew the entire family.
It was amazing.
Me, Brittany, Noah, King, Cora, Knox, all in the helicopter. And we took a beautiful flight. That part of the day was magical. Irreplaceable. So, yeah. I passed my exam, guys. It took 9 months, and I'm done. I did it, and I just love it. That part of my life is so cool and fun, and yeah, it's just another achievement that I feel like I talked about doing, and I did it.
Yeah.
I think we should all continue to learn something new constantly. I told all my kids yesterday, I was like, it's summer. You don't have school. Pick 5 things that you have to learn this summer. That can be anything. Just pick 5 things.
Yeah.
And learn them.
Did anyone say anything?
Kane wants to get better with, if you guys follow me on Snapchat, Kane is a wizard with Rubik's Cubes.
Yeah.
I mean, a wizard. Not the 3x3s, the 4x. He's doing 10x10s and he's putting artwork in the sides and it's phenomenal.
Yeah. It's like his thing.
It's awesome.
He's taught you how to do it. He's taught Noah how to do it.
I
refuse to learn.
Yeah, in the last month, I can now solve a Rubik's Cube. That's something I never thought I'd be able to do in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's every time I do it, it's still like, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, that would have been the nerdiest thing in the world if I seen someone do. Now I'm like, this is the coolest thing ever. I can solve this.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool. So shout out to you guys that can solve Rubik's Cubes. Those things are freaking crazy.
So back to your birthday.
Yeah, it was just like each kid, it was almost timed. It was like a programming.
Mm-hmm.
One kid was miserable, crying, upset. And the second, almost two, like pushing a button that kid snapped out of it, the next kid, mm-hmm. right in line, complaining, unhappy, whatever it was, crying. And then that one, bam, the next one. And it's just like Noah wouldn't stop crying. Noah's easy breezy. But yeah, it was just like, it was a good day. We were all healthy, but it was a hard day mentally. I really struggled mentally. I didn't even want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Like literally, I didn't want to be here. I wanted to just disappear. I wanted to go into the woods and like not come out for at least 24 hours.
Maybe we have a therapist come and like, these are our weekly therapies. We just... podcast.
Well, here's the thing.
Kane's in counseling. Cora wants to do counseling. She doesn't need it, but Kane is meeting with a counselor weekly because he just struggles with lots of anxiety and fear. And, you know, there's a lot of things. And I think the biggest thing that we're struggling with is the addiction to games, iPads with all of the kids.
Well,
with ourselves too. And it's like, it's hard to set your phone down.
Yeah. Kane can't go anywhere without thinking it's going to get shot up. Like he's terrified. Like the world has created this terror for this kid. Sucks. It's sad.
Yeah. Well, we went to the zoo last year and like a whole thing happened. We got locked down. And since then he has just wanted to sit in his bedroom on a computer come out.
Yeah, it's like his safe place.
Yeah.
Like video games, Rubik's Cubes, like he's just chill.
But he was riding a bike today outside. So taking the stuff away and working with people and we're working with a nutritionist on his gut health, and it's hard right now. And I know like we kind of battle here and there with like, no, I told him he's not allowed having TV right now. And you're like, well, where's the remote? It's like, then we butt heads. And it's just hard right now. It's just, it's a phase we're going to get through. And then the end of summer, we'll be able to go and do things and he won't have anxiety and meltdowns. And
I freaking have anxiety. Holy smokes, man. I really thought that this has been going on a while with me. It's like I'm happy one day, I'm not the next. I'm happy one day. And I thought it was YouTube. I was like, we need to step away from YouTube. Mm-hmm. Like I'm really not happy anymore doing that, blah, blah, blah. But then I realized it's just my family. Like that's what's actually stressing me out, dude. Like the family is stressful in a loving way. It's having kids.
Maybe
right?
You just need a break.
What are you giving me, a hall pass for the week or?
I mean, if that's what you need.
I have everything I need. That's the problem. I have more than I can.
Maybe you just fly down to Costa Rica with Paul for like a week and just, I don't know if you'd come back.
I think it's like.
You're like my flight. Sorry, there's no flight out today for like a month.
I'm just stuck here, babe. I'm stuck here surfing. It's miserable.
Literally, maybe you need like a break.
No, I think I just need to. You know, there's a part of being a father where you have to constantly man up. You have to constantly man up. And that's what I've been trying to do, constantly.
People are going to be like, oh, but your mental health matters.
It does. I feel mentally sick a lot.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, you need to find some place where your mental health, like you are happy. And it's not medication. It's not.
Yeah, I don't want to get put on nothing. I think I just need to start drinking again. Just hard alcohol. I think that will, that pretty much solves.
So you text me today and you're like, I'm going to get food and I'm going to the lake. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, Kayla, watch the kids for a bit. They're like working on these things. Like they'll be fine. I'll be back. On my way there, I'm like, should I just stop and get a six pack and meet him at the lake?
Oh my God. Just like, toss back and forth. I text Chase today and he was like, 1 o'clock for the party. I was like, nah, dude, I'm about to go buy a drink. He's like, where are you at? I'm going to go talk you off the ledge.
And I'm on my way with a six pack.
Oh my God.
I didn't grab a six pack. We didn't have alcohol.
Nah, I haven't.
But I know, I definitely feel you there. There's no escape.
That's the thing. There's no escape, right? Yeah. It's like, I don't know how to explain it, right? Your kids are, every parent, if you're listening, you don't have kids. This is a rough topic.
Yeah, don't listen to this because then it'll make you not want to have kids and we don't want that.
We are the best birth control you can have on this episode, all right? No, your kids are your greatest blessing and also every parent will agree it's some of the most stress you ever have in your life. Like keeping them healthy, keeping them happy. You don't ever want your kid to be unhappy. When you take something from them that's hurting them, like an addiction, like a video game addiction, or they cannot physically put the iPad down or they freak out, you have to take that from them, right? Then you feel like the worst parent ever. Then you're stressed. They're mad. They're stressed. And it's just a war zone. And it doesn't go away. Like, it's really tough.
Yeah.
Our household is like, we're trying really hard to take electronics away. Like, it's summertime. Get outside. It's sunny. Ride a bike. Learn something. Do anything.
And it's so hard because, like, you look at your parents or grandparents for advice and the only thing they say is, back in my day, we didn't have to worry about video games and electronics and we just had to worry about how far down the street you were going or whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, what do I do? Help me.
There's a time and a place for everything. Video games have helped me tremendously. Some of my most stressed out days, if I just go play some video games, really resets me. Like, it's good. It's healthy. It feels good. Then there's video games you can
make. But then the next day you're like, I just want to go play my game. And as a kid, you can't decipher, no, that's not going to be productive today.
Well, you're getting just false achievements. It's the dopamine.
Yeah.
That's what we really want. We want dopamine. When the kid picks up the iPad, think about how intriguing this device is to us. Now imagine being five. Like, your brain is just melting. Yeah. Every time you swipe, it's just melting. And just good feeling dopamine, just drugs, just pouring in. Then you take it from them. You just took their crack pipe.
Yeah. Basically. No, I know.
I feel it. This is just boring parent talk, but I'm actually just being pretty vulnerable today because I feel like most people just be like, you're a baby, dude. Get over it. You have everything. You can have everything in the world and still have days where you're miserable. That's just the truth. Like, stress is real on everybody, whether it's your kids pulling your arms off or anything else going on in your life, you know?
Yeah.
You're going to have something.
I feel like the biggest thing that's helped me is working out. Like, that's the one thing I can go and do in the morning and then I come back and I feel like, okay, I can.
The gym.
I can deal with today. Like, I can figure it out.
It's definitely
so good. You just need to find your one thing that actually.
I have tons of them things. I have tons of them things.
Why didn't you do them today?
It's like Superman has everything. He can do anything. He can fly, right? But he has kryptonite, right? That's my kids right now. My kids are my kryptonite, dude.
Oh, don't say that too loud.
It burns when I touch them.
Yo, Next topic.
No, I'm such a sucker because we leave town a lot. You guys know we travel a lot. The day we leave, she says it. You're like the happiest. We need to travel more because you're so happy. But then by 8 hours, I'm like, oh, I miss the kids so much. I can't wait to see the kids. As soon as we get home, 30 minutes, I'm like, can't wait to travel again. I need to travel. It's this vicious loop of love and stress and happiness and misery. That's a family.
And I'm to the point where I'm like, okay, my kids need me at home. We're trying to detox from these things. We're trying to eat good, healthy foods. Like, we're trying to, we did a food sensitivity for all the kids. And those, I get the results tomorrow, so.
You know why our household is so hard right now?
Because we don't have Fruit Loops just laying around everywhere.
No, because we're trying so hard. We're trying so hard. Our kids can't do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Right? That would be an easy household. Yeah, go eat. Go do whatever you want. Boom, done.
Yeah.
Problem solved. We're free. we're trying so hard to just create good, healthy
humans. To control them.
That it's beating us to death.
Yeah.
Like, it's 4v2 in that house, dude.
Seriously.
Let's move on. I've been flying a lot. Super fun.
I did my first hour. Hardest thing in my life.
Yeah, Britt did her first hour training in a helicopter with CFI.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
Hopefully, I just want to get it done. Like, I just want to spend hours a week doing it because I spent 1 hour and it's already been like a month. And I'm like, I feel like I'm not going to progress at that point. Like, I need more schooling and a lot more help.
Yeah.
My problem with the helicopter is the motion. I just get so motion sick.
Yeah.
And it's like even flying with you and our family, if you were to look at your phone or anything.
Well, I never looked at my phone. What?
If you did anything and the helicopter moved at all, I was just instantly like.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. I think it's a control thing. Like, I feel like you're not in control or like, I don't know what it is, but. The day that me and you went out for like 30 minutes, I was so sick. So sick. In the Robinson.
Well, how about the bigger helicopter?
I didn't feel it as much.
That one's so much smoother. Yeah. It's so much better.
But like when we were in Florida flying there, like I didn't feel nauseous at all.
You were in a bigger helicopter.
Yeah.
It's bigger, less movement.
So now I'm going to start training in the smallest helicopter they have.
Yeah, just
hopefully
knock it
to
out.
Get myself. I think there's a surgery you can do that where they
got enough surgeries, Britt. Jesus, yo, what's up with everybody thinking Britt's had surgery?
No, I have not had surgery on my face.
Is it a troll now? Well,
I don't know.
Okay, there could be confusion, right? Because you listen, guys. I'm gonna say it first. I freaking hate it. I tell her all the time, stop, don't do it. She shows up. What do you think of my lips? Like, get rid of it.
This guy.
I swear to God, I hate it. I tell you that. I hate it. Get rid of it. Please, diffuse it. Like, I'm on your all side.
So you think I should have my lips dissolved?
Oh, my God. I'll take you right after this podcast. I like your little lips.
I hate my lip. I hate that when I smiled, my top lip would be gone.
Oh my God. Mine too.
Now I have a top lip.
Yo, listen.
Oh my God. I know. That's okay. I've had filler in my lips.
Hang on.
Obviously. I've had nothing done to my cheeks. I've had nothing done to my nose.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'll be the first to tell you.
I've been under anesthesia one time for my breast implants, and that was on camera. I've had no other surgery, C-section, but I didn't go under anesthesia for that.
Yeah, so zero surgeries.
I just look this good naturally.
No, I will say this in the last couple episodes.
I don't know if it's the way I'm doing my makeup. It's the way Chase sets up the lights.
It's Chase's fault.
It's Chase's fault.
So you haven't had anything in your cheeks?
Nope.
Because I've seen photos seen where I'm like, whoa, her cheeks look like they're swollen.
Have you seen our kids? Like, Cora has the biggest cheeks ever. My mom has the biggest cheeks. Like, it's just my cheeks. Way I'm doing my makeup, I don't know. And
yeah,
I think
it's this contour here.
I think when we travel, I definitely swell flying. Most everyone does. So it's...
That's the worst excuse I've ever heard.
Do I look as swollen as I normally do when we travel?
I don't know. I think you're hiding it with your hair today. No, I don't know. I think it's just in photos.
And I look a lot better when I do carnivore and I'm on like a super strict no carbs. I've been having lots of carbs.
I think we've said this before. Britt's had no facial surgeries.
I think
people just like trolling you. It's fine.
I guess. I mean, there's a lot of things I get annoyed about, but that is like, it drives me nuts.
Definitely don't say that. It's all going to be.
Okay, well, I'll go get my lips dissolved tomorrow.
Please.
Well, I did get dissolved on one side because it was like.
It was
like last week.
Ever.
Last week I was ready to go get them dissolved.
It's the dumbest thing
but
ever.
But then I'm like, I have nothing.
I can't see how you want to be healthy and spend 2 hours at the gym and eat good and then put a needle in your face and fill it with some random chemical.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
Kim Kardashian does it.
I should have left you at the lake today.
You snapped me out of it. All right, what else?
You're going to get hate for that.
For what?
You're going to get hate for that.
For what?
Making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you.
You made fun of me.
Because I don't like it.
Okay, well.
Imagine having a man that just loves you. Can you imagine?
You do things I don't like.
Just imagine.
You remember your surgery that you haven't had that you need?
No. Baby, I can't help it. It's just that big. I can't get it reduced.
Yeah, that's our problem.
Let's
guys, maybe we just need a box together. Maybe we just need a box.
We're not turning against each other. We're a team. I would knock you out so hard.
There's too many comments. Never mind. I'm not even going there.
So let's chat about the world. We want to add a listen, in any attempt to stay relevant on this platform as a 40-year-old, what am I hearing? That's a good one.
I was trying to see what topics Snapchat wanted us to talk about.
Oh, cool. So listen, guys, we're going to add a segment where we chat about relevant things in the world. That could be YouTube stuff. It can be you know, what's happening across the world, political, I don't care. We're going to chat about it. We're going to use these topics to be relevant for shorts, for the podcast, for if you guys are interested in hearing it on the long form versions. But I just want to chat about how I feel about the world, because this place is screwed up.
The world or America?
Everything. Everything.
America.
I just miss being a kid. I just miss that freedom. Like, we were so much, like, we just had freedom.
Do you remember being a kid, like, your grandparents and probably your dad especially was like, man, this world's falling apart.
Yeah, and now
and
I'm saying it.
And, yeah.
Now I'm saying it to my kids, and then my kids will say it to their kids. Yeah, it's just, I mean.
The world is getting crazy, though.
I think convenience is just destroying everything. Like, have you tried to do anything convenient lately?
Like what?
Self-checkout. Self-pump.
No, the last time I did literally was a nightmare.
Everything convenient is becoming inconvenient. Like, it's crazy.
Or they're just trying to replace the world with computers and AI. That's all they're trying to do.
Did you shop at Target this week?
No, I banned Target. I went to Walmart and I was like, honey, is it safe here? My kids were like, where's the cake pops? Just kidding. My kids don't eat cake pops.
What are cake pops? K-pop? I'm down for some K-pop.
Like, as in, Target has Starbucks, and all the kids and moms that shop at Target get their kids cake pops. Yeah. So now they're going to Walmart. There's, like, Subway. There's no Starbucks in Walmart.
So I think most of my news is just going to be based off Twitter, because it's full of everything. There's no avoiding all the crap that's going on. Target's the latest and greatest of the transgender stuff.
I don't think it's, like, for me, whatever, wherever you want, whatever. Don't put stuff out there for kids. Like, don't fill our kids' minds with the crap.
Yeah, look, I don't think any of this is new. I don't think any of this is shocking. What happened to just common sense?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what happened to common sense? Target, put your pride stuff out there. If you wanna be a full grown man and turn into a chick, whatever. Nobody cares.
Yeah,
I don't care. But stay away from these innocent humans, man. These kids.
Yeah, my 5-year old don't need tuck friendly garments and swimsuits.
Kids, so I'm more sensitive to children.
Yeah,
they are the most innocent beings on the planet. I cannot stand the idea of anybody trying to come at my children with that stuff. That is
like, if you're wanting to find that stuff, go on the internet and find it. You know how hard it is? I was trying to find one of the kids, like, 100% organic cotton underwear. You have to go on some crazy website to find it, but if you want something tuck friendly, right down the street at Target.
Dang.
That's messed up.
Unless you tucking. It is great. It's pretty sick.
Things that are actually good for us. And like, it's just the government doesn't want us to have it. Like Teflon. There's still freaking Teflon in every single store. We know it causes cancer. We know it's so terrible. You know how hard it is to find cast iron or stainless steel?
Yo, what's that movie we watched? Dark Water or something?
Something like that.
Dark Water?
I think it was Dark Water.
Oh, that was a good movie. It's about the ongoing lawsuit with DuPont and Teflon.
It's so bad, but every store still has Teflon. Why?
Well,
why should that be allowed? I don't understand.
I don't know. As a parent, man, you just want to protect your children. You want to keep them innocent as long as possible before the world gets a hold of them.
Yeah.
And as spiritual as I am, I know there's a real warfare going on. Good versus evil. It is everywhere. Some things are just evil, man. Why is my podcast flagged for a thumbnail of you in caution tape? I can see this much of your stomach. Mm-hmm. But half naked dude in a Satan costume is promoted number one on YouTube, trending. The list goes on and on. Like the satanic stuff is being pushed heavily right now.
It's
the
so good scary.
Family valued content is being pushed out. Facts. I've learned that through my vlogging. I learned that through the more I spoke up about family values, the more our channel was kind of trickling. And I'm still holding my family values. I ain't veering off. Yeah. I ain't selling my soul for nothing. Nothing. Nada.
Yeah, it's crazy. The Satan stuff that was all in Target too. All like the Satan pins and everything.
Yeah.
It was all thing. Over.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Then you have, of course, Bud Light, who's giving their beer away now. Like, mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Dude, the videos of people that have made on, like, TikTok and everything Instagram.
Amazing memes. I quit drinking Bud Light. I quit 4 years ago.
4 years ago. I knew it was going to be that.
I was ahead of the curve.
Did you stop driving your Ford truck, though?
Yep. Ford trucks, you know.
And wearing your Nikes and your Adidas. It's a list of just company after company.
There is a difference, though, for me. Ford's targeting full-grown adults. Mm-hmm. It's up to you if you want to go buy a rainbow Ford. Whatever. Yeah. I don't care. I don't care at all. But I do care when you start trying to get the kids to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just leave the kids out of it. Why? Like, why are they want kids so badly to be able to change their gender before they're even allowed to get a tattoo? Why are you able to make that kind of decision before you can even drink alcohol?
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to make
something's not adding up to me.
Lifelong decision shouldn't be made until your brain doesn't even develop until you're 25 years old. It's when your brain stops growing and it's actually developed.
I'm 40, my brain ain't developed.
Well, we know that. But you shouldn't be able to make any life choice until after you're 25. Like that.
I just look at everything different. If I'm looking at the Bud Light situation, right? For me, they used a man trying to be a female to promote beer, right?
An American, all-American.
If you're going to use a female, why not use a female that was born a female, that's capable of birthing children and raising them?
Mm-hmm.
How about dealing with a period every single month? Why not just give a woman that position?
Right.
Bud Light would thrive if they did that. So what's the agenda? Why? I'm confused by that. Why is woman of the year
not a biological woman forever?
Like if I was a woman, I would be pissed. I would be so pissed. Like I've seen people comparing some of the men, women, transgender men, mm-hmm. women, I'm getting it all backwards, to like doing blackface.
Right.
Is it like literally making fun of women? And they're getting their parts and they're getting their roles and they're beating them in sports. And bro, that's a topic that just, I can't figure out. I can't figure it out.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I think it's definitely hormone imbalance is the biggest reason for most mental health issues. Is in my mind, it's a mental health issue. If you are mentally thinking you're not the sex that you were born to be, that is a mental health issue. That is your mental health wants you to be something else. And I think there's some therapy and some, you know, whether it's like there's new things like ketamine therapy. There's so many new therapies that I think could make you feel better and make you understand the person you were born to be. And I don't understand the wanting to be the opposite sex. I think being attracted to the same sex and stuff like that's a little different, but wanting to be something that you're not, even as a kid, as an adult, it's just, I don't know. I don't understand it. And I think it's a real...
The problem is where do you draw the line? Right? Like, fine. If you're a dude and you want to be a chick, I don't give a rip.
Yeah.
But and it's very protected. Like, people hate on us for even talking about it.
Yeah.
We're just openly having a discussion. I don't care one way or another. Could care less. Just stay away from my kids. That's
yeah.
all. Just stay away from the kids. Where do you draw the line, though? If I want to be a duck, who's to say at this point that I can't be a duck?
And you would say, like, say I want to be a duck. You'd be like, something is wrong with you mentally, right?
Of course. Yeah, something's wrong with you if you want to be a duck.
Okay, then what's wrong with us thinking that there's a mental health issue there?
It's definitely a mental health issue, for sure. But
I don't know.
It's so sensitive. It's such a sensitive topic.
Yeah, you know? We'll probably get burned alive just talking about it.
Nah.
But.
No, I think people are desperate to hear people just, once again, just common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Just common sense, people. What happened to just thinking for yourself? I'm being told by every social media site that this isn't mental health. This is, these are beautiful women. And these, you know, they're growing beards. And I'm sorry, it's not beautiful to me.
Right.
Right? I choose.
You go and be you. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But don't come into the classroom and try and teach my kid and ask them if they're non-binary and ask them. Like, they don't need to know any of that.
Why do they want to teach
That's
the kids that bad?
Our kids are being homeschooled.
But why do you think they want to teach the kids that bad? Like, why not just leave the kids away from it? Teach adults. Influence us.
Because they want it to be accepted and they want it to be the new normal. How many years ago was gay marriage.
Same
gay
thing.
Marriage not. Oh my
God. Same thing.
How long ago was gay marriage not even legal?
I mean, it's still illegal in certain parts of the world and different places, but in our country, it's just common now.
Yeah.
It's just common now.
So now the trans community wants it to be as common as that.
Well, go woke, go broke theory right now. It's like,
yeah,
if you're purposely pushing this agenda, it's hurting your business, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they're so fascinated with trying to fit in with the trends that it's killing their companies,
mm-hmm,
right? I don't know. I feel for the world, man.
For now.
I wish it was just simple.
I don't think Anheuser-Busch, like, I don't think they'll actually completely go out of business. I don't think we have enough people actually standing up for their thoughts and their right to what's convenient. Yeah, Bud Light's going to be super cheap. Everyone's going to start buying it. There's only a small amount of people that will actually ban it from their life. Target, people are not going there right now. They take the shelves down, people will be back. If you actually want to make a stand and make a difference, you have to make a stand for life.
Well, I think it's just because we actually don't give a rip. I don't care. I don't care what the companies do. I don't care.
Yeah.
I could care less.
I'm supporting them and giving them our money, and we're supporting them. You should care about what
if you're
who you give your money to.
As a person that tries very hard to be good and to follow Christ,
mm-hmm,
I personally avoid anything that has anything to do with Satan. If it's satanic, I want no part of it.
Yeah.
If the artist that created all the Target merch is satanic, which has a lot of articles have come out, these guys have created a lot of satanic merch. I don't know if it's true. If it's true, then I stay away from it.
Yeah.
Me and my family stay away from it. I could care less.
We definitely had a lot, you know, we've shopped at Target. We've like the other company that's that the Celine Dion did. I bought that for my kids and now I'm like,
bro, how about the
definitely has some Satan in it.
What was the North Face one was?
Yeah, and 2 days earlier than that, I had North Face boots on. I'm like, oh.
But again, why not just use a woman? Am I crazy?
No.
Like, if I have a company, why not just use a woman who's put in her dues? Like, there's an agenda. That's all. And we'll just be part of that.
I don't know.
Time stamp. Yeah, Pride Month is June, starts in June, right? Yeah, it's all of June. I think it's May. Well, Pride is May. No, it's June. Pride has always done, from my point of view, a good job of keeping adults. Adults, go do whatever you want to do as an adult.
Yeah.
The transgender community, from what I see online, is going after the kids.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just things I'm seeing. Maybe it's not as bad as I think. But Pride has always done a good job of these are adults. They can go do whatever they want. And they can do their own thing. I don't know. It's a sensitive topic. Yeah.
There's lots of people that still take their kids to see it all. And I think that, to me, is... I don't know. I keep our kids very sheltered.
To each their own, right? What makes us happy doesn't make other people happy.
Yeah. We're not happy at all. So maybe we're missing out. Oh, my gosh.
We've got... look, I think we're living in a time and a place where not only is it an agenda, but they've designed it to where if you aren't for it, to just keep your mouth shut.
Right.
Right? So I think, like, look, all we're doing is having a conversation about it. At the end of the day... Guys, it doesn't affect me at all. My kids are, we have a sheltered home. Everybody's just here.
Yeah.
So it's not as bad for us. The public schools are getting crazy. I hate public school. I've said that for years mm-hmm. in my vlog. I think it's absolute garbage. There's barely anything anybody learns in public school that you take with you. Noah graduated last week. I asked him to write a check. How do you write a check? Bro, he just got out of school. He doesn't know nothing about business.
Which he went to public school, all of high school.
Yeah. Nothing that you use in the world is coming from that school other than social skills, which is great.
Yeah.
You need social skills. You need to be able to look at a human in the face and have a conversation with them. Mm-hmm. I like that. Public school is so ridiculously outdated.
Like the little kids went to a private school, a private Christian school, where they learned the social skills. They learned... all of that, but I'm to the point now where I shouldn't fear dropping our kids off at school. Our the schools that our kids are going to or went to aren't putting in bulletproof glass, aren't putting in security guards. I think there should be a security guard at every school. You walk in to try and get on an airplane and you go through a full security search, everything.
Right.
We should protect our kids as much as we're protecting trying to get on a plane. Like, school should have better security.
I mean, I see security in front of grocery stores.
Right, banks. We're protecting our money, but are not our kids. Doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Well, then you get on the topic of gun reform and harder to get guns. And
I think it's to the point where our society is so bad in mental health that maybe we should have something that helps, I don't know, that helps mentally ill people not get guns, but it's never going to be that way. So you just have to protect yourself, protect your home.
Yeah. And I mean, why are people so afraid to admit there's a mental health issue? Like, wake up, people. Like, people are sick. People are zombies. There's a mental health issue, right? And instead of fixing problems, our healthcare system just gives you more medicine. Just take this. This is going to fix you. This is going to fix you. And some medicines really save people's lives.
Yeah, and some medicines send you... Have you seen, like, the streets of Philadelphia and stuff? Like, there's literally... It's zombies.
That is the zombie apocalypse.
Literally, you can't kill them.
Their skin's, like, rotting away.
They're zombies. They're not mentally there. They're just
zombies.
And it's not like I know people that have dealt with that stuff. It's scary.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
And it all starts with prescription drugs. It's all your doctor giving you something.
Yeah.
Or your friend giving you something.
And I have personal friends that are on certain medications that are like, this saved my life. This changed my life. So there's that aspect too.
But I think you could go around it in a different way. I think you could heal your gut and start with.
Honey, there's no money in keeping people healthy. Once again.
I know. But there is another way to go around it and to feel good.
Yeah.
But our government just doesn't want us to be healthy. I don't know. Maybe they just want us all to be zombies.
Well, there's a lot of money in sick people. There is zero benefit to
until they get too far, and then all of these people are literally deteriorating and being turned away from hospitals.
Because
they ain't gonna give you any money. They don't have insurance. They don't have anything.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah, I've been seeing some of these. Like, I've heard a lot about San Francisco lately and how I was in San Francisco on tour. What was that, 2015, 2016? Yeah. It's been a while. Beautiful city, but I remember vividly remembering more homeless people than I've ever seen in my life. Like, it was – the streets smelled like urine. It was like this beautiful place that really was rough. And now I guess, like – I mean, you see it all over Twitter and people are like, you have no idea how bad it is. And it's like, that is the zombie apocalypse.
Literally.
Because they have, you know, like you said, they have no money, they have no way to better themselves, and they have no reason to do good.
Mm-mm.
Like, what's keeping them from committing crime? There is nothing they can do about these people. It's wild.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's scary.
And I started this podcast saying I was having a bad day. It's all perspective. It's all perspective. We have DeSantis running for president.
Yep.
You have.
I think that's huge.
Trump, which you guys know me. I've avoided politics forever because I think it's exhausting, right? Like, I feel so bad for people that have careers in politics because it's exhausting. Like, even seeing it, it's like, let's say you hate Donald Trump. Like, you want nothing but the worst for Donald Trump. It doesn't matter what these people do. You can sit online all day and complain about them. You can beg for their arrest. You can pray on their downfall. And there they are right back running for president. Nothing happens to these people. You spend all your time ranting and wasting your energy on these people. Go to jail. They're corrupt. They're criminals. You got the Clintons, the Bushes, the Trump, they've all done crazy, crazy things, and they all walk free. They all have mansions. They're all multimillionaires, and nobody goes to jail. It's exhausting to me. I can't imagine following that world.
Yeah.
Because it's so pointless.
All I know is Joe and the hoes gotta go.
Whoa.
Joe's got to go. Like,
didn't we just see a bumper sticker that said that?
Yeah.
Bro, that man, like, imagine that's your grandpa. How would you let him sit up there and act
sniff
like
me?
How would you let this man sniff you? But I feel as a family man, if that was my dad or my grandpa, let's help him. He's making a fool out of himself. Every time he gets on the mic, he's making a fool of himself.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing.
I know.
And it's, I don't know. If I was a family member, I'd be like, hey, we need to get him out of here. We just need to get him out of here.
Don't let him run again.
Must be some serious money involved. How do you keep that train rolling, dude? They just keep shoving coal in that burner. I can't figure it out. I feel like I'm watching Saturday Night Live.
I thought I got hate before this episode.
Oh. Hey guys, leave a like on the video if you like this side.
Leave a heart on the video
of Roman and Brittany. Where we just look. I'm just speaking. I'm kind of tired of just like not talking. I need to just talk. This would be our therapy sessions. We just chat.
We should have an actual. Who we should a have rip? A Dr. Ahmed. Dr. Ahmed. Dr. Ahmed? Ahmed. What's his name?
That's it.
We should have him come and talk to us. He's a therapist.
I feel like I'm to the point in my life and my career, right? Like, straight up, there's no brand in this video. This video cost us money, right?
We don't have a brand deal on this?
Nope. It's just a video.
I mean, we'll have ads running.
Yeah, but come on. Come on.
Wait, why don't we have a brand deal?
Brett's like, whoa. Stop the tape. Stop the tape. No, we actually had...
You mean I'm saying this for nothing?
We have actually had quite a few brands in the last, what, 7, 8 episodes. And that all came out of nowhere. We had... Guys, we had zero brands. Some of them episodes, I'm like, we have no brands. And then a brand would buy that episode.
Yeah.
And we put a brand in it. Yeah,
well,
it's just different.
This goes up in 2 days, though.
Oh, that's the other thing I want to say. On our solo episodes, I want to try to keep them quick. So you're not watching a month ago. It's like we shot this. Today is
Monday.
Monday. And it goes up Wednesday. So it's 2 days old. So it gives us enough time to just have it edited and posted.
Yeah. And make sure you're following us on Snapchat so you can ask us actual questions and be up to date on our daily.
Yeah.
To get back to Snapchat.
So today, hit that like button if, one, you're still watching. Two, if you just want us to be more raw, whether you agree with us or not, because... I also don't agree on hating somebody because you don't agree with them. I know so many people I don't agree with. I still love them. There's no reason. Like, we're living in a society where you're supposed to hate people that you disagree with. That is bogus, man. Like, we are all pretty awesome humans. Like, if you get to know anybody, you can love them. Like, humans are awesome when you know them personally. I always think of that. When someone, like, cuts you off, and you're just so mad at them, or they flip you off and you instantly get triggered. It's like, if I knew them, I would laugh. But because I don't know them, I'm instantly angry. Why? You know what I mean?
Huh?
If Chase just cut you off in a car, you'd laugh. Like, oh my God, like he almost hit me. But if a stranger does it, you don't know. Yeah, she's full gatting. She's gatting out. So all I'm saying is like...
That's scary. You have to be careful on the roads nowadays.
Oh, yeah. All I'm saying is like, let's try...
I'm in the hood.
Whether it's us or your neighbor or the guy down the street, let's just try to love each other a little more.
It's better to smile and wave than flip someone off. I get way more angry if somebody waves at me rather than flips me off. It like makes me happy if they flip me off.
For real?
Yeah.
That's pretty backwards. That's sick.
It's like, you know what I mean? Like if an old man is like, rather than some guy just flipping you off.
It makes you happy when they flip you off?
Yeah, like I got to them.
Oh my God, that's evil. I want somebody to be happy when I flip them off.
I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Too much caffeine.
Okay, so let's drop some comments for our next topic, guys. Obviously, Twitter's easy. I can go on there and just see what's hot, and we can chat about it. There's so much has been going on. You got Chris from Mr. Beast, who's, I think, fully transitioning to a girl. I don't know 100%. I feel like that topic's kind of old now. It's been a month or so.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that recently.
But once again, I believe... Him transitioning to a female, I don't think anybody really cares. I think the heat has come in with a young audience.
No, I think people do care.
No, they have a young kid audience.
Yeah.
And he had a family. He had a child and a wife. I don't know the situation, but again, it falls into influencing and affecting children.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the heat comes in. That's where the problem is.
Yeah.
Nobody cares if you want to be a woman. Nobody cares if a woman wants to be a man.
Yeah, that's what I mean, is everyone cared because of... His audience is only kids.
A lot of kids. So, whatever. You know.
Did you see the airline that the person pulled the emergency door?
Yeah, what was that all about?
I don't know. Someone pulled the emergency door and they're just flying.
poop my pants, dude.
The whole first row is just like, ah!
I like how they're in the row where the door's open, and they're just chilling there.
What happened to the person that opened the door? Did they, like, fly out?
No, I think he was arrested. That person was arrested.
Did he just open the door and go back and sit down? You would get sucked out, right?
I don't think so. I think the whole, like, getting sucked out thing is... I don't know if that's entirely
true. Is that a
true.
Myth?
No, I don't know. I think there's just a bunch of wind that comes in and...
There's no way you can breathe with that amount of wind coming in.
I think they were coming in for a landing, so they were already below the level that you need oxygen, right? So it's like they're coming in, last minute, door opens. I don't know, but...
I feel like you need to look this story up.
Anything that happens on a plane is scary. Like, even for pilots, I hear that turbulence scares you every time.
Yeah.
Like, real turbulence. Like, if that plane starts getting hit, it's scary no matter what, dude. Mm-hmm. When you see the wings wobbling, you're like, this is it. Every time right. in my head, this is it. Somehow that sucker lands. It's crazy, man. Humans are awesome.
Yeah, I really want to get to fix... like, I really want to get to a fixed wing pilot, but, like... For me, I just want to get this helicopter stuff over with and really get into fixed wing.
I don't know if you should pursue it if you're trying to get it over with because it's hard.
That's why I want to get it over with. But I don't want to not do it.
Guys, like the 3 weeks, 4 weeks leading up to my test, the test is, okay, so you train, you know how to fly, blah, blah, blah. Now you're learning about weather, your weight and balance and... kind of all the stuff you really don't want to know as a pilot, but you really need to know it.
Yeah.
So for like the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I felt like I have zero life. Like I'm book studying and I'm doing things that I hate doing. I hate like reading and book work and studying and memorizing. And like, I just want to fly. Right. So passing that test just meant so much to me. It was like, I freed up my life. Like after I passed, I was like, I can get back to life.
Yeah.
Cause I was so just fixated on passing this test and just reading and writing. I write everything out so that it could help me memorize it.
Mm-hmm.
There's just like pages and pages and pages of notes. And it was a great feeling. It's a great feeling. I kicked its butt flawlessly. It was like a 3-hour test. First part is oral. So the first part is pretty much a DPE, which is an examiner that you've never flown with. So I don't know the guy at all. Shows up from California. Shout out to Matt for making that trip. And he starts hitting you with questions, you know? Could be weather questions. Could be anything helicopter related, flying related, weather, blah, blah, blah. And then the second half is flying. And if they come on the controls, you fail. And you have to do all these maneuvers. So
you were trying to talk me out of it.
What do you mean?
Your whole conversation that you just went into,
yeah.
You were trying to talk me out and just do fixed wing.
No, because I'm saying I feel like you'd really need to want to do it to finish because it's.
Well, we'll see if I finish.
Yeah, it's.
Like
it's,
normal.
It's tough. It's tough. My God. fixed wing would be really cool.
I can't. I need to be done with this.
Why? Anybody still watching? Hit us with a comment if you're still watching. I want to see the comment. What's the comment? What's the comment? It's
finish her.
Finish her. Oh my God, there's so many sickos rooting for that right now.
My face is so red.
Listen, bottom line is, I've already felt like we've had more conversation with our viewers today than we've had in the last 2 months.
We love you guys.
You know, we're all sharing this little rock floating in the middle of absolutely nowhere. And we're all got our own love and belief and feelings. And you're offending me. And, you know, that's what started all. Everyone just got so dang offended by everything. Dude, what happened to just
loving each other?
Just a sense of humor. What happened to having a sense of humor, man? Some of the funniest little words that we'd call each other as kids is gone now. Like, you cannot say them. And it was like, it meant nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know. Everyone got so sensitive. And at the same time, they're rooting for pretty unsensitive things.
Yeah.
You know?
There was a thing I saw. It's like, the new thing to call somebody out for, like, you know, as a kid, like, you say something to somebody. It's like the new worst thing you can tell somebody is you like Bud Light and you shop at Target.
That's the, you know what? It's weird.
That's the new offensive slang.
We walked out on the lake today and we went to a little ice cream park, and out on the table there was a couple and they both had Bud Lights. Normally, I wouldn't even notice that.
I didn't even see it.
But now I see two people drinking Bud Light and I'm like, I actually think about this now.
What'd you say in your head? What'd you want to say to him?
That's a good question. I
don't say it out loud.
No, I just noticed it.
Yeah.
Before you wouldn't notice it. It's just two people having a drink. But I don't know. They were two happy dudes, though. They were really happy.
Were they dudes?
No, it was a male and a female. I mean, who knows? I can't say with certainty what they were, but they seemed happy. So that's all that matters at the end of the day, man. We're all just trying to be happy.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be happy. I don't have a lot of reasons to be unhappy. Like, I really do have a life that I'm thankful for. I think I'm just struggling mentally with certain things right now, you know,
mm-hmm.
as a father. I want my kids to be happy. And the things that you have to do as a father, you have to stand up. You have to, you know, spare the rod, spoil the child type thing. It's like, you gotta step in or they're gonna run you over.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've let them do their thing for long enough that we're getting run over and we're trying to reverse it. And that's where the headaches come in.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, now you're not filming every day and you wanna focus solely on making us good kids now.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We've learned. We've learned our own ways.
Yeah, it's hard. Because I feel like so many people will look at us and just be like, wow, they're so extreme. They don't allow electronics in their house. They don't allow their kids to be on iPads.
Oh, we've got electronics.
But it's like, I think there's a family that I know of that is very strict. No electronics, no this, no that. And I'm just like, whoa, that's so extreme. But now that I'm like down this rabbit hole that I'm in and I'm like, okay, this is actually like super bad for us. Well, it's not.
Well, listen, any parents out there,
5 days,
any parents out there,
5 hours a day
that have young children, it's very easy. I've been there 1,000 times, still am, to hand that little kid an iPad because you want to get something done or you want your own time. You want to watch a movie. You want time with your husband, whatever. It's a freaking addiction, and it probably won't be for a few years. It takes time, but all mm-hmm. of a sudden, you want to go to a family activity, and they don't want to go because they can't take their iPad. That's when you know.
Well, I think most people nowadays just let them take their iPad. I see so many kids just at
yeah,
a
you
park
go to a restaurant
sitting
now,
on an iPad at a park.
You go to a restaurant now, guarantee you'll see a family with like iPads set up on the table. That's an addiction.
Because
mm-hmm. if you take them away, you say it's not a problem, but take it away and see if it's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard.
I don't know, man.
We're struggling with it right now.
Yeah, we are. We're trying.
We'll see how we'll update you next week on how the new iPads, computers, all the stuff is. Because it's only been.
Summer just started.
A week.
Summer break just started. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good time. So, guys, let us know more solo episodes like this or guests. I really want to focus on solo episodes because I just want to hang out with you guys. And as I'm watching the guest episodes myself, I feel like this major disconnect with you guys.
Yeah.
And I hate that because we built 10-year career on talking to you guys, whether that was lifting you up or giving you advice or whatever it was. It was just always about you guys and our family. So
I think the thing with it, when we were at our hottest, because we talked to them, but we could do something with them. And now it's just talking. So it's, to me, a little scarier because I feel like I'm getting judged more and I'm having to open up the person that I actually am and not just like, hey guys, look how cool this dirt bike trick is, or look how build a yeah. house with balls, or you know what I mean? Like, it's a one-on-one conversation with somebody.
Yeah, but you have real worldly experience with being a mother and you have advice to give, right? Yeah. And that's what you should do.
I'm just very sarcastic and like very I like to laugh, and I like to make other people laugh.
Yeah, sarcasm.
Whether you don't agree with what I say or whatever, but
our loyal diehards know that what we say can be sarcastic sometimes, but some people don't. So it's, yeah, it is what it is, man. Like I said, we're at a part of our career where it just, it doesn't matter as much anymore. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
Like, we're here to hang out and give you guys us, and that's it.
It depends on the day of how we feel and what kind of mood we're in.
Yeah.
Where true. Our period and our cycle is.
You still have those? That would suck.
Are you calling me old?
I'd hate to be a girl. When do you not have that? After your midlife crisis? Or what's it called?
50.
No, what's it called women go through?
Menopause.
Menopause. Do you not?
You think I'm that old?
No, baby. Your injections make you look so young. No, but your periods go away after menopause?
Yeah.
Actually?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Imagine not. It's like you don't have to wear diapers anymore.
Yeah, by the time I hit menopause, you will be in diapers.
Oh my God, you're going to be changing diapers your whole life.
No, I won't.
Knox is almost out of diapers.
We make enough money that you'll be in a nice place, babe. You'll be set up with the cutest little nurses.
Oh my God, I hope they're Asian.
Oh my God.
Well, we love you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us today. I hope, listen.
You're going to have 10 Asians in your DMs now.
Listen, yeah, there'll be dudes, I'm sure. Listen, thanks for hanging out. We're going to end this, and we'll see you next Wednesday for more Brittany Atwood podcast.
Bye, guys. We love you.
Should I wrap it up?
Now, bye, guys. After how many years, you want to just now wrap it up?
The podcast.
Oh.
Love you guys. You're beautiful. You're one of a kind. Smile more.